I was terrible.
I'm bleeding over.
Why did we subject ourselves to that?
I don't know why we watched that god-awful piece of garbage.
You know what would probably make this movie a lot better?
What's that?
A jumble up. Oh, yeah. Everybody, and this is John or Jay Loss today from the Now in Technicolor podcast, and I am coming at you with a brand new show idea, which is called Movie Jumble, and it is me and my co-host Brandon, and we are basically the premise of the show is we're going to take some movies and we're going to just randomly put them together and see what we come up with, and hopefully it's pretty fun and pretty funny. Now, what I have here today, actually, is the first two recordings that basically came up with the premise of us doing the movie Jumble, which actually kind of set forth the idea of doing this. And we really thought you'd enjoy getting to hear, like, those two recordings and the ideas, because the first one is Wicker Man 2, and the second one is a combination of Fast and the Furious 8, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think that's all for that particular one, but, you know, they were really fun, and we really had a good time recording these, and like I said, we really thought you would actually enjoy getting to hear that, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to roll these two bits. They're not super long, so that's pretty good. And I want to state that the recording does kick in right after we have just been sitting there talking about The Matrix on this first one. So, yeah. But, all right. You know, after the recordings are done, I will then cut back in at the end and close out the show. So, everybody sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy.
It's just, I guess it's just one of those things. Like, my thing with that is, though, like, if Keanu decided to do it, I'm like, man, Keanu, you kind of just like built your image back up with John Wick. Why would you go back to that?
Well, I mean, because if they offered him money, he would take it.
So
I'm not saying that he wouldn't like do something good with said money, because, you know, Keanu in real life is actually a really good guy. But
I mean, he is, but he seems like he just makes terrible choices as far as like what he picks to do with movies. I mean, obviously he did John Wick, which was great.
I mean, John Wick is great.
But like, I mean, that would be like them saying, all right, Keanu, we're going to give you another $30 million to do The Day the Earth Stood Still 2.
I don't think he'd be, I mean.
That's just a terrible decision.
I don't think he'd choose that. I don't think he'd do that again. I mean, The Matrix was huge, man. Come on.
I mean, that's, yeah, the first one.
The last ones were too. People fucking watched them. People went to the theaters and watched them.
I will.
It made a bunch of money.
I will give you this. The second one, Reloaded, like, as bad as it was, I still think the fight scene between him and Agent Smith, where he has that giant ass pole and he's just running around kicking the shit out of all the Mr. Smiths, was still really cool.
Yeah. I mean, there are okay things about the film, I guess. But pretty bad film.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
Stories.
Revolutions is not good.
Stories. God.
It got a little convoluted.
It did.
Welcome to the show, folks, where we review The Matrix.
Yeah, where we're reviewing The Matrix and its following films for no damn reason. We might as well be sitting here talking about, like, fucking November Rain.
You think if they gave... Speaking of actors who make terrible movies, you think
all of a sudden we're like, hey, everybody, this is the Bill and Ted review show. Does anybody miss George Carlin? I know you do. That's a trick question. Everyone misses George Carlin.
Do you think that if they gave him like an ass ton of money that Nicolas Cage would do Wicker Man 2?
Yes. And that's not a question.
But if like,
offer fucking Nicolas Cage $500, he'll do Wicker Man 2. Are you fucking kidding me? If you hand Nicolas Cage money and say, we're going to do this fucking film on Fruit by the Foot, Nicolas Cage is going to do that fucking movie.
I mean, he would probably do it for $5 and a handy. Hey, that's a throwback.
Woo, super throwback, a handy.
I came across my like Facebook news like on this day thing where it shows you your posts from the past.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like it was the one with the minivan with like the Nicolas Cage sticker on the back with a giant hand waving. And I was like, oh my God, Nick Cage handy. How Nick long has Cage that been?
Handy. Oh, 2 years.
But it feels like forever.
Oh, it does. Actually, it feels like it was just
yesterday.
The other day, I'm telling you, man.
But like, okay, so what would the plot of Wicker Man 2 be? Because Nicolas Cage's character at the end of the first one burned to death.
It would be that his soul came back.
to be chased by bees.
No. This is the best part. You got to give me a second. His soul came back and he controlled the bees. So therefore, he shaped himself into a man bee, like person thing, like it's just a peeing at his bees. And what it does is he goes around this town and he fucking karate kicks everyone in the chest.
As a bee man?
As a bee man.
Does he karate kick them and then like sting them?
Essentially, I mean, he would, I guess.
Because, I mean, if he's a bee and then he stings someone, he's just going to die again.
No. Those bees will die, and then he'll just have more bees come in and take that place of the bees that died. And he's an ever, he just constantly changes out the bees and runs around.
So what you're saying is at the end of the movie, they're just going to burn the beehive, and he gets burned to death again?
Yeah. After, most of the town gets fucking karate kicked.
I feel like this is eventually going to lead to like a real life plot story of someone like trying to figure out how to just keep Nicolas Cage dead and stop making terrible movies.
A real life plot about Nicolas Cage actually being made of bees. while continuously yelling about having bees in his eyes, but nobody helping him out.
It's like one of those like terrible cartoons or movies that you see where it's like, oh, I wonder why so long that he was such a bad actor. Unzips a suit and it's bees.
He unzips his suit and it's a fucking broom. No, it's like, hey, now I try and reveal my true form, and he just rips up, he just pulls off a fake mustache. And he's like, ha 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 ha.
I was really bees all along. Just making buzzing noises.
The bees are the base of a fucking broom. Everything comes down to him being a broom in the end. Jesus Christ. I love Nicolas Cage. Oh,
he's such an easy target, though.
He is. But he made himself an easy target.
He really
with
that, did.
It was like, okay, pretty good Nicolas Cage, pretty good Nicolas Cage, outrageous over-the-top 90s acting. That's what did it. Like, right there, like the 90s and him and his inability to, like, control his, like, emotions or, like, his yelling. It was just like, all right, so I'm either just going to be, like, really nonchalant about everything, or I'm going to be outrageous and yell at everything.
I feel like that is about right on the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's about money right there. I mean, you look at those movies. That's pretty much it. The Rock, he's like really nonchalant about everything through the entire movie. He's like, okay, yeah, all right. We're in the middle of this like deathly situation. I'm just kind of like, And then, Face Off. Ah!
I'm trying to remember that.
The Wicker Man.
Ah! Man, I really... Hold on. Can we
8mm.
Like...
Ah!
What if like Nicolas Cage was put in a movie with Gary Busey? I feel like the ridiculousness couldn't be contained on film.
I feel like I had this thought the other day. I feel like I already thought this up, as a matter of fact, because of the fact that I was talking about Gary Busey and Nicolas Cage, and I mean, it all relates back to the last episode in NIT. We actually like I asked a fuck, marry, kill like question. It was William Dafoe, Gary Busey, and Nicolas Cage. It was like, you know, who would you fuck? Who would you kill? Who would you marry? And, well, me and Josh had, like, me and J-Man had, like, this big discussion between us for, like, a while. And, I mean, literally, it was, like, a long discussion between both of us about how we weren't sure. He was like, I don't think you can kill Nicolas Cage. He's like, I'm almost certain, like, he can't be killed. And I was like, I'm almost certain, like, Nicolas Cage is fucking Highlander. Like, well, there can only be one.
We just
have to, like, decapitate him.
We just said, though, I mean, like, you can't kill Nicolas Cage because he's an immortal B-man.
That is true. That is true. I wish I had thought about that while we were actually talking. But in the end, you know, I mean, like, literally. I mean, you're going to fuck Gary Busey. Look at those teeth. Look at those teeth. Mm. Enormous teeth. And that presence, he has the presence of a calm wood mental patient. At all times.
This is true.
So, I mean, why not?
How about a movie where, like, Gary Busey is a mental patient in a hospital, but he's not getting any better because Nicolas Cage is his doctor?
Okay, I would actually pay to see this movie. I want to see, analyze this, starring fucking Gary Busey and, like, Nicolas Cage. It's fucking terrible.
That's awesome. That is so bad.
That's the funniest fucking thing. Oh. It's Keanu Reeves has got to be in there somewhere. I don't know where, but he's got to be.
Whoa.
Yeah, just whoa. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, like, are we actually going to talk about anything this episode?
I don't know. We've talked about it a lot. This has been great. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Right. It was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed that conversation. It was nice, and it was a change of style.
I mean, who doesn't like Nicolas Cage, B-Man?
I liked that idea. I actually came up with another thing that I figured that we should have said on there. Like, here's another idea for, like, Wicker Man 2. If you can make Nicolas Cage like a B-Man, or because the movie was so bad to begin with, like, Wicker Man 2 is literally the same exact movie, like, nothing different. Same plot, same script, everything. It's just told from the perspective of the bees.
A day in the Wicker Man 2, a day in the life of the bee. Oh, God. Bee site.
Like, the best part of the movie is when all the bees are swarming him.
Bee site. Oh, that's even better. Wicker Man 2, B-side.
Yep. That's so terrible that it works.
It's so good. Oh, you know what we need to do? Take another terrible movie and come up with a great concept for it.
Oh, like Fate of the Furious?
Yeah. Although my entire concept of this would be like, so an aging Dom comes to realizations of the fact that he could no longer, his reflexes are no longer as sharp as they used to be.
But
so in a varying effort to, like, show that he is still the man, he gets an eight car, like, across the United States, like, Gumball 3000 type race.
Well, my thing is, like, I would say, like, the beginning of that was solid, but then I'd be like, then realizes that he has to put all those fears behind him and get his crew back together once again whenever the government calls on him to take his racing skills and all of their superpowers into space.
Well, I was getting there.
Onto the moon. I was getting there. Fast and the Furious 17 space race.
You didn't let me finish, man. He gets into a Gumball 3000 type situation across the United States to prove that he is still the dominant driver. And there, and during the race, aliens attack, destroying the other seven cars. But Dom, with his amazing godlike driving skills, amazingly avoids all of the aliens. As a matter of fact, drives one his car through one of them.
It come to find and out the Rock's character is actually one of the aliens and has been the whole time.
Yes, yes. So he gets his group together again. You know, the government calls Dom and his cohorts together again so that way they can save the world. And then, like you said, the only way to save the world is take their amazing hacking and driving abilities into space to battle what is essentially the Rock's actual race. It's just a race of rocks. So, and this one is an outcast, and the one we have is an outcast Rock. He didn't fit the mold. He was the black sheep. He just didn't quite fit in. So therefore, they banished him, and he came to Earth and became a god.
Oh my god. I feel like this isn't ridiculous enough to be a Fast and Furious movie yet.
Hold up. And now joined together with his new family, he battles the forces of what are the multitudes of what look like cloned rocks in what is a glorious space battle that can only end with the destruction of the moon.
But the whole time it has to be done with vehicles, so they're racing.
Well, they're racing in space vehicles. Each one of them has like a specialized, mechanicalized car that has been shifted into an actual space vehicle. Like, you know, of course, Tyrese Gibson's character, he has a Lamborghini.
Tyrese Gibson's character in space. At this point is so old that he's like actually no longer Tyrese Gibson. It's a Tyrese Gibson cyborg.
I love it. He actually has become a cyborg. I don't know why.
It's never explained.
It's never explained. He just automatically comes in and he's a cyborg. Ludacris now looks like old boy from Star Trek with the eyes.
Oh, the guy with the visor.
Yeah, the guy with the visor. Oh, I feel like an ass for not knowing his name, right? But now he looks like the guy with the visor. what is her name? Letty comes in and she now looks like the colonel from or the girl from Aliens with the giant gun.
And for some reason her hair is blonde now.
Yeah, it's blonde and really short.
And the whole point of this movie is that they're trying to get rid of the alien race on the moon so they can get the cheese.
Yeah, so that way they can get cheese. But at the same time, with a host of John Denver songs that only Tennessee Williams can actually recognize.
And what's his name?
So Danny McBride has to be in here at some point flying one of the ships.
The government, the actor that is the government dude, I can't remember his name.
And it turns out that Siler in this film is actually an alien backburster.
I'm trying to, like, what's the guy that plays the government official's name that's, like, always in all these movies?
Oh, who is it in this one then? Russell's in this movie.
Yeah, is it Kurt Russell? Okay.
Yeah, Kurt Russell is the main...
he's the main government guy? That's the one I'm talking about. Guy. Like, at this point, he's so old that he's just a brain floating in a jar.
No. Kurt Russell's character is just one of the brain balls from Futurama. Yeah? He's just a brain ball. He hops
around.
We
do not condone bouncing of the third variety.
Yeah, that's all he does. He talks in the bouncing. Every adjective is bouncing. So no one like really understands what he's saying except for The Rock's character.
Nobody really understands this movie.
It's gotten better. We've already improved it. It's a mixture of basically Fast and the Furious and Alien Covenant.
And for some reason, the Avengers show up.
Yeah, then the Guardians of the Galaxy show up and just like shoot everybody. Groot starts ripping people in half.
And then for no apparent reason at all.
And then it becomes family against family.
The Pirates of the Caribbean show up and now they're space pirates.
Well, there had to be space pirates at some point.
To which the actual Pirates of the Caribbean are in the middle of a fight and get one of the actual, like, their cannonballs reversed on them. And, like, as he stands there, Johnny Depp's like, "I now realize the greatest treasure in life was my children." And then he just dies.
Coming this summer, Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Guardians of the Galaxy in Fast and Furious Space Race.
Family. Pitted against family. Pitted against family.
It's like, he's like, what the hell is going on with this piece of trash?
I think this is a $1 million blockbuster. And by that, I mean, I think this is a $500 million blockbuster.
Mark Hamill is the voice of the Pirates of the Caribbean ship, the Black Pearl, but he speaks like the Joker.
I was actually going to say Mark Hamill is the voice of the ship, the Black Pearl, but talks like a Swedish guy. The ship actually says IKEA on the side. So it's missing a couple pieces.
Family versus family.
What was the title of this again?
Guardians of the Galaxy versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Fast and Furious Space Race.
Sponsored by IKEA. I feel like Sam Jackson's got to be in here somewhere. I feel like if Sam Jackson will just be like the moon.
I'm tired of all these motherfuckers on my moon.
Yeah. I'm tired of all these motherfucking spacemen on my motherfucking surface.
And there has to be, like, ridiculous, like, product placement in the movie, like, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, everything's got to be a product placement, like comic books, lunch boxes, Guardians of the Galaxy, like, bed sheets.
There's a scene where
Pirates of the Caribbean, like, specialized. There's a scene where, like, Dom is asleep in
the
bed
with Letty, and they wake up and they throw the blankets back, and it's Guardians of the Galaxy sheets.
There you go. It's like they have each one of the pirate ships fire specially engraved Pirates of the Caribbean cannonballs.
Ride the Disney ride. Pirates yeah,
they all say the Pirates of the Caribbean Disney ride on the side. Yeah. And on the other side, it just says property owned by Disney.
It says the same thing on the Guardians shit. Property owned by Disney.
I feel like the entire background should just be made up of, like, Disney characters. It's just shot on a green screen of just the backdrop that says Disney.
Well, what's the who does those Fast and Furious movies? Is it Universal or?
I think yeah, Universal.
So the actual story plot of this movie is Universal versus Disney.
Yeah, there you go. Universal versus Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Guardians of the Galaxy Fast and the Furious Space Race. I'm sponsored by IKEA.
And Coca-Cola.
Well, yeah, I mean, Coca-Cola's got to be in there. I was actually going to say cocaine, but
sponsored by cocaine, because you have to be on to watch this movie.
You got to be pretty fucked up to enjoy this motherfucking piece of trash. Sounds like the 80s.
And for no reason at all, Daniel Craig's James Bond is running through one scene with his knobby knees.
It's like, just gotta throw knobbly knees in there at one point.
Just for no reason, he just runs across the screen.
Just right in front. He's like the main focus. You make sure he's in front of everything else. Like, why did this guy just run across the screen? No one knows.
And for some reason, he's being chased by Batista's character that was chasing him in James Bond Spectre. But for some reason, that character and Drax are on the screen at the same time.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Oh, $500 million idea right there.
I have an idea for another really crappy movie that would be excellent.
All right.
You take all of Batista's really crappy characters and put them in an arena fight.
An arena fight.
Batista versus Batista versus Batista versus Batista death match.
Only the greatest Batista will reign supreme. It is Iron Batista. Here are held in the Coliseum kitchens.
It's a chef battle.
It's a chef battle to the death. Oh, I'm trying to think of what
Silent
that
is. Silent
agree. Green. They have to cook with raccoon. Raccoon is the main ingredient.
So that means that the Drax version of Batista will actually be chopping up Rocket.
Yep, pretty much. Be chopping up Rocket. The rest of them will probably have regular raccoons. With some soil and agarito. Oh, that's fucking great.
Oh, my goodness. That was ridiculous.
That's pretty bad. I love it, though. Also sponsored by IKEA.
All their tools or their spatulas and stuff are from IKEA.
Also voiced by Mark Hamill. And the Mark voice Hamill's of the like Swedish the, voice.
Mark Hamill is Swedish chef. He's like the guy that's like hosting the cooking challenge. Yeah. He's the Muppet Swedish chef, but Mark Hamill's doing the voice.
Oh, that's even better. Birdie dirty hurdy birdie. Burke Herb and Herner. Oh, fucking love that shit. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great.
What's another terrible movie that we can make fun of?
Oh, there's so many terrible movies.
I feel like we put Guardians in there, but it's not terrible. But it just made sense.
Well, you know, we didn't mean it was terrible. That was supposed to improve the movie. That's actually the highlight of the movie.
And you know, like originally, Pirates wasn't even that bad. Like the first couple movies were okay, and then it felt like it just got driven into the ground.
Yeah, they saw they could make some money off it with the first two, and then they just drove it straight under 20,000 leagues under the sea, if you will.
Oh, speaking of which, like the new Pirates movie like opens this Friday.
Did you hear that crap where there was somebody like there was some bullshit on some fake wet news website? It was like somebody has stolen the Pirates of the Caribbean is holding it ransom for blah blah
yeah,
blah.
Yeah,
it's all released portion.
Like, literally, like right after I read that, there was a commercial for the movie and it's like opening this Friday. I'm like, okay, stupid.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, yeah, I've seen about three advertisements for that fucking movie just today before I read this. Don't think that's happening.
Well,
that must have been one of those. This is huge news sites.
All right, everybody, and this is me again. This is the end of the pilot episode, and we would like to thank you for sitting with us and listening to this actual meshed up together episode of what I put together for Movie Jumble. But so the very first actual episode will be out very soon after this. We've already got it recorded, so that should be really fun, and we hope you will come back with us and actually sit down and listen to this again with our next idea. So all right, well, everybody, this has been extremely fun. Take care. You can follow the show at Movie Jumble on Twitter and keep up with the main show at Now in Technicolor Pod, or at Now in Tech Pod on Twitter as well. And it will be on Podomatic and iTunes and all that other good stuff, as well as the main show. So, like I say, I don't have an actual intro for this yet. And at the same time, I apologize for my crappy intro. Sorry, not sorry. But everybody, all right. Stay colorful.